Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. It's such a beautiful day, and today we'll bring you the fourth episode on The Tori Show, Tips on Real Estate Investment. And today we have a surprise for you. Like always, today we're bringing in a professional real estate consultant, one who has seen it all, one who has a track record of great successes in the real estate industry, who has a long chain of client base, you know, who has closed a lot of successful deals. You know, this is someone who knows the right things to tell you, who know the mistake people make in real estate investment that people want to hide from you. You know, this person shares the same kind of philosophy from me. She thinks that you, esteemed listeners, deserves to know, you know, the right things you need to know before you venture into any real estate investment. So today we're bringing you a very beautiful topic which our guest speaker is going to be speaking on. And today we are so excited to bring on the show Mrs. Ada Hilda Eze, a professional real estate investment consultant. So Madam Ada, good day, welcome on the Tori Show. Please say hi to our listeners.
Hi everyone, it is a great pleasure to be here today to actually train or advise people on the right thing to do while investing in real estate. So I'll be giving you some few points that will help you while investing as the program proceeds. You get to hear from us. I've been in this business for a while now, and I've actually consult, have advised people on the right thing to do while investing. So we have some few points why people get scammed in real estate investment. So we'll be bringing the points one after the other. We have few points to give out. So we start from number one first.
All right. So we're going to be discussing on the topic Madam Ada just talked about. Now, why people get scammed in real estate. Now, I need you to pay keen attention. If possible, get a note and a paper to take some of these things down, because you're going to need it. So, Madam Ada, please, can you give us some really sweet points?
Okay. Since I've been in this business, people have been scammed, right? They've been scammed. Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt, because they did not go through the right channel. They make silly mistakes about investing. Yeah. So I'll be bringing out some few points for you to know when and how to go into this real estate, how to invest. Number one thing people don't consider, they do self-consultation. They only talk to themselves alone.
Yeah, actually, I mean.
that is bad. That is bad.
Really, really bad.
You are investing, you need a second and a third party that will help you to give the right advice on which property you are going to.
Of course.
That's why I have people that is consulting me if they want to go into real estate. They called me for my advice. They don't just do it alone, because they will make mistakes.
Of course.
You have to call the right people. The people in that field. Let them advise you on which to go. Is this property right? Will it need a high return on investment?
Absolutely.
Will this one not eat? Just talk to somebody that is good in that field, and they will help you, so you don't fall a victim of going to the wrong property.
Absolutely. I mean, Madam Ada, this is a very, very key point. I mean, self-control. A lot of people, you know, do make this kind of crazy mistakes. I mean, how can you? You're not a farmer, and you just want to, you know, get into the farming business just like that. I mean, without even getting
right
to ask questions, you understand? I mean, you're going to flop in that investment, absolutely. So, I mean, this is a very, very key point. So, guys, if you really want to go into any real estate investments, anything you want to do, like in terms of real estate investment, please consult professionals, okay? So, because they will help you, they will make your job easier, and they will help you get a return on your investment or get the right property which you wish to buy for your budget. Yeah. So, Madam Ada, please, can we get to the next point?
Yeah, the next one is greed. Why did I call it greed? The name sounds very silly and funny.
I mean,
greed.
Seriously.
Okay, let me explain why I mentioned greed.
Yeah.
Some people feel, why am I going to pay agency fee?
I want to acquire this property. Seriously. Why would this guy that is consulting for me get this commission?
I mean,
but this is their fee, this is their profession. They are good in this. After they advise you, they tell the right property to invest. You have to give them that agency fee. If you want to go on your own, you make that mistake and get the wrong property.
I mean,
take off the greed and get a consultant that will help you. So greed have caused people a lot of damages investing in properties.
I mean,
this greed is not helping at all.
At all.
I have a client some years ago. Because he don't want to pay that consultation fee, he did not come here again. He went all on his own and get property. And today there's no property. He doesn't have anyone.
You see, and he went. He paid the money.
He paid the money because he don't want anyone to consult for him. So this greed is not really helping.
Absolutely. This is what my mom would call Pennywise Pound Foolish.
You can imagine that.
Okay, imagine now you have money, millions. You want to buy a property, and you're considering common 5% to pay for consultation fee. I mean, and then you just go ahead to, you know, to make the investment without due consultation. At the end of the day, you get to regret everything. I mean, who is to blame for that? Who is to blame? That's
you
great.
Blame yourself.
I mean, because you get to pay, you know, a lot of money without achieving anything. That is useless. I mean, 5%. That's a little money. Please, guys, I mean, pay attention to this, and it's very, very key. And don't make this kind of mistakes while making your own, you know, decision to make an investment. So please, madam.
Yeah, the third one we'll be running into is lack of proper research.
Absolutely.
People have made this mistake a lot. They don't go for research. They see a cheaper land, they want to get into it without going for research.
You see,
go for research, go to FCDA. Do your proper research before buying a property. Don't be in the haste to get property. Do your proper research. Take the details of the land. Go there. It will not cost you anything. They cost some window search. Or you go in there and do your search. It will not cost you anything. I'll advise people, before buying property, make sure you go for search.
Yes.
Get the paper right and go and do your search before transacting that in that business. So this one is number one key.
Very, very key.
You have to don't make that mistake. You end up putting your millions and you don't have property.
Don't get anything.
Somebody will have that paper. They say somebody have that.
Another person.
You can imagine.
Absolutely. You see, Madam Ada, this particular thing is like one of the major mistakes people make
in real estate investment.
How can you not confirm that the property you want to buy is actually legit? I mean, guys, a lot of people are out there who are ready to just take your money, like, without giving you anything, without delivering anything. And really, they don't care.
They don't care about,
you know, they'll just take your money. At the end of the day, like last week episode with Mr. Joseph, you know, we discussed about, I cited a case where, you know, someone I know just, you know, ran into a deal because he saw a very attractive deal. He saw a cheap deal. He felt that, okay, maybe I need to rush. And you know how these agents are. They'll try to hasten you or create a sense of urgency. You have to be fast. You have to do this. At the end of the day, just rush into a deal. Tomorrow you call the number, it's not going through. I mean, is that not... I mean, it is proper, guys, I mean, to do due diligence, you know, before investing in any property. Making research is very, very
like
key.
I do advise my clients. I'm a consultant. I do advise them. After I tell you this property, I'll advise you, please, can you go for search?
Search.
You have a clear conscience that, okay, what I'm going into is real.
Yes.
You are not scared.
And this thing is
free. Do your search. It's free.
It's free.
It doesn't take how many minutes. I have a client I sent her details of her property. He went there and he saw it. He did that very day. He made his payment because he's well satisfied that, okay, this property is legit.
Absolutely.
I cannot deal.
Absolutely. So this is a very key point. Thank you so much, Madam Ada. Please, can we forge ahead?
Okay, the next one I'll be talking about is low budget. Low budget.
Is it what I'm thinking about? I mean, this is a very key point. Please throw more light on it.
You can imagine individual, maybe a civil servant, that earn maybe 50 or 100K, and he has aim of staying in Metama. How possible?
How possible?
And when you tell him that, sir, come and buy this one in Kuje or airport show. You say that, no, I want Metama. I want Asokoro.
Ow.
So when you have, you know, your budget, you say cut your clothes according to your size.
Absolutely.
You understand? You know that this is my, this is my income every month. Let me work with this. Let me not go to Metama. No, your faith will not take to Metama.
No, it's not possible.
They say faith without work is dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is coming in is 100,000, and you want to go to Metama. Concentrate on airport road.
Yes.
And your money
where
can.
Your money can.
You understand?
Afford. Yes.
So some people, because of that, they fall victim.
That's.
Some people say, okay, I have one property in Metama. It's 500,000. I've got to come and pay.
You rush and manage. How? Metama, where you can't get property for 50 million.
You can imagine that. So these people make, they make mistake. Because they are aiming high,
when
their budget is very low.
I mean.
This thing alone, it will cost them that money. That money they say is 500,000. Do not see the land. Do not see the money. So that is the mistake.
Seriously, if I'm Adam, that permits me to attribute this to this your second point you mentioned, which is greed.
Because
this is greed. I mean, how can you have a budget of 500,000 or 1 million, and you're aiming at a place where the least you can get property is 30 million?
Aso Villa.
Are you okay? Just imagine. I mean, that's impossible. I mean, it's a very key point. So people, please cut your coat according to your size,
I'm
according to what
you.
Madam Mother said. I mean, keep your expectations within the reach of your budget, okay? Please don't have really high expectations. Thank you very much, Madam. Adam, please, can we put your head?
The next one is high expectation.
Wow.
And it works hand to hand with the low budget.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You are not, that's what I said. You are receiving 50,000, 100,000, but you are thinking
high.
You're
thinking
high expectation.
You see.
Or you can afford land, but you are thinking on how to get a house.
It doesn't work that way.
If you know your income can help you with a land,
get the land first. Get ready now.
You can't be thinking about the house.
Yes.
But people, you know, the money you are having is not enough for the land.
You are thinking about a house.
It will not work that way.
No.
The situation is very high. It's too high. It will not fit into your budget.
It's too high.
Into your income that is coming every month. It will not fit.
And people like this can fall into the wrong
They will fall into the wrong hand because their choice is they want house.
They want the house.
Some people say they want mortgage.
You see.
I want a mortgage plan. A mortgage plan, sorry to say, Nigeria, it doesn't work faster.
It doesn't work as supposed.
You understand?
Honestly,
it doesn't work that way. So why not get the land and wait and build gradually on your land?
Absolutely. In fact, Madam, that is a very, very key point. I think people need to actually understand this. See, I mean, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step.
Of course.
Right? A property investment is something that everyone can actually do. It's not such a very big deal. It's not, because people have this crazy, you know, notion going all around, you know, that real estate event, you need to have all the millions. No. I mean, anyone can actually go into real estate investment. You have to start from where you are able to start. Start with what you have. You can buy a land. Who says land is not a good investment? Start with a land. Buy a land. Keep it. In fact, that land you're buying, even if you don't build on it, it is money for you. The money is just going up. One thing about real estate, it never depreciates in price. The price always goes up. Buy a land, keep it, get ready at your own convenience to build. Eventually, you will build your house. If it's 1 year, you put one block. Nobody's business.
Of course, it's
before you know, if it takes you 10 years to finish your house, finish it and move in. That is how easy it is. So don't keep your expectations where your pocket cannot reach. Okay, please. I mean, thank you very much, Madam. Please, can we forge ahead?
Okay, the next one is limited property investment knowledge.
Most people fall into
this category.
Wow.
They don't have the knowledge about properties. They don't have it at all.
Absolutely.
At least if you can, I know we find very hard to read books. If you can get a book about property, real estate, read it. We have so much book about properties, how to invest in real estate. We have books. If you can't read, at least ask friends.
Ask
get a consultant.
That's the point.
Get a consultant that will be advising you on this.
Since you cannot do everything.
You understand? Get a consultant. Get adequate knowledge about properties.
Yes. Know what
is RO4, CO4, what they give, offer letter, deed of assignment, the survey plan, the drawing. Get all those knowledge. So when it's coming to you, it's not looking strange. You're like, okay, I know RO4, I know CO4, I know deed of assignment.
Yes.
You know all those things.
Yes.
You have to
yes.
have this knowledge.
Absolutely.
It's everything. You can go online and say, what are the a document on property, it will come out. Get the knowledge. And not so much, like I have people that call me almost every day to consult me on properties. Hello, what's this one? The property here, what do you know they have? What is AMAC? They say some property is AMAC document, some FCDA. All this, try and know it. Get somebody that you'll be talking to. Talk to somebody. You understand? You don't do this alone. That self-consultation, that is number one point we say. It doesn't work well. Don't do on your own. Talk to somebody that knows this thing, that is good in that field. Talk to them. Call them. Call them for a meeting and say, see, I want to go into this. I want to invest on this property. How do I do it? What, I don't know this document. They wrote arrow of four. What is arrow of four? They say this is the size. What? All those things, you need those things. You have to know it. So you don't fall victim where that as if you have documents, but you don't know what it is. You don't know if it's arrow or four or C or four or AMAC document. All those things, you have to learn it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Madam, this is a very, very, beautiful point. I mean, look at it. People have limited knowledge. Do you know, I have a client, because this man, he does due diligence, whatever he does. We started off, you know, doing business at 2018. Today is 2021. Can I tell you that this man would comfortably do, I trust him now to do a professional deal without even consulting me. Why? Because he has done due diligence. He listens to advice. This man knows real estate in toto. As I'm talking to you now, he has, like, in fact, he's one of my biggest clients that has, like, one of the biggest real estate, largest real estate investment portfolio that I know about. This very man. You know, that's because he seeks for knowledge. In fact, he's one of our most reasonable, in fact, he's our one of our key listeners on the Tory show. I'm sure he'll listen to this very episode. I mean, so sir, I mean, you're doing a great job. I'm not going to mention your name for security reasons. So, I mean, it is very, very key. Go ahead, acquire the right knowledge. Google is there. You can get all the information you need. If you don't want to go on Google, I mean, call a professional, you know, consultant within your area of, I mean, a geographical location, so you can get the right advice for that specific location.
Or read books.
I mean,
there's so much book on real estate.
Read books.
And I have a client. This client was working with CBN, but now I think he has retired. Now he's not a real estate consultant. He's into real estate.
This was a former civil servant.
Yes, now.
Just imagine.
Now he's into real estate.
Just imagine.
He started there, was buying property then.
Oh my
God. He has
God.
Consultants.
You see?
Sometimes he called me. I'm not the only consultant he's consulting. He has several consultants that he consults. He has property everywhere. He's selling and he's buying.
You see? This was a novice before.
I'm telling you. Oh, because he listened to advice.
That's the thing. You see this thing here? Anybody can actually be a real estate professional, a real estate mogul. All you need is the right knowledge and the right consultation. Absolutely, there's absolutely nothing more. I mean, this is a very beautiful point. Thank you so much, Madam Mada. Please, can we?
So the last one, the last but not the least.
Madam Mada, give us more points now.
Because of time, next episode, we're going to talk more about this.
Definitely.
So the last one I'm talking about is trusting too easily.
Oh my God.
They say there's no friendship in business.
At all.
There's no family member in business. People trust too easily. You want to do a transaction because it's your brother. Or is your schoolmate? You did not go for search. You just say, this people say, I have this land for sale. Come and buy. You just buy because
this
you know huge
people.
Yes, you trust too easily.
Oh my God!
Forget the kill the relationship, kill the brother, kill the sister. I'm
talking about
and
millions.
Go and do your search. Don't trust easily. This is business. This is a property that will earn you billions in years to come. So you don't trust a family member. Some people are in diaspora now. They trust their family member. They give them money. When they are coming back, there's
nothing.
No property.
This one has killed people
because
too
of
much.
Trust. Why not come direct to the company?
Yes.
And they'll assess money to you that okay, this person is a consultant. Let him be working with you. Don't allow your brother or your sister or your friend to make you buy property that is not genuine. Don't trust easily. Do the right search before transacting. You understand?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
don't waste your money on anyhow thing. Don't trust your brother. Don't trust your sister. People fall victim. I have a friend that fall victim of this. He trusted his brother.
God.
And today, there is no land. Nothing. The money has gone.
nothing. This is someone's hard-earned money.
Yes. You know that there's a land somewhere. Come and buy. He paid the money, and today there's no land.
You see, I mean, this is really a very valid point, please, people. I mean, don't trust anybody. Please trust yourself first. If you must do anything professional in terms of investment, and go through the right link, go to the company you want to invest in, leave what your brother or your sister or anybody is telling you. See, in fact, this is for our diaspora listeners. Please, I beg you in God's name, please go through a professional consultant, a business person that you know this is what the person does. If you don't want to go through the company, go through a consultant, go through someone that you know that can deliver what you actually want, because this is purely based on business terms. That's why you get to pay for your services, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you pay for your services, you get the result. You don't do based on relationship, and at the end of the day, nothing comes out of it. I mean, this is something that people should really take note of. I mean, Mada, this is a very, very, very valid point. I mean, people really need to know about all these things. I mean, I wish we had more points to discuss, Mada.
Next one, we have more points.
Absolutely. I mean, so guys, I mean, these points, Mada just, listed out for us. These things are very, very key points. These things you see have, you know, put a lot of people into serious issues, has made people lost their millions, and, you know, had years of, you know, hard work and all gone into nothing. I mean, this is not fair. So for that reason, you should also, as much as you can, try to avoid all these common scams in the real estate industry. So you need to take note of that. That is why you should always listen to the Tori Show, because this is where we bring you the truths. I mean, the things that you need to know. I will bring in professionals to tell you. So we're not just saying it on our own. I mean, people who have seen it come and they tell you their experiences. I mean, you can listen to that. A lot of, you know, things that could actually change your life, you know. So please take note of all that, Mada. I mean, this is very, very absolutely wonderful. We really, really appreciate you for coming. We know you had other things to do, but, you know, having to give us a little of your time, I mean, we really appreciate it. We don't take it for granted.
Thank you.
You're definitely coming back on this show, so I'm sure they really want to hear more of your wisdom. So thank you so much, Mada. Please, what do you have to say to our listeners?
Okay, I just want to say, real estate is the best way to make your billions.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah.
This is the real, when you say real, it's the real business.
Real.
you might not have money in your account, but when you have properties, you have this rest of mind that you've invested well, you've done yourself well.
I'm telling you.
So invest and invest right.
Mm.
So I'll be seeing you next time again.
Yeah.
And I love you.
Thank you.
Keep
very
listening
much
to Tori. Yes. So you don't make silly mistake in investment.
You. Thank you very much, Mada. So people, if you want to reach out to Mada, please, you can reach out to her on Instagram. On the artwork of this very, very episode, you can see her Instagram handle there. You can see her phone number. So you can reach out to her for questions. And also my humble self, you can actually reach out to me either via WhatsApp or Instagram. Handles are right on the artwork. You know, so ensure to ask questions. Ensure not to make any mistake. Ensure not to do your self-consultation according to Mada, which is very, very wrong. Always ask questions to get the right answer. Igbo people from where I come from says, "Onya jua de fuzo," which simply means that he who asks questions can never get lost. Mada, you can relate.
Yeah.
So please ask questions so you don't get lost. Okay. So until we come your way on the next episode, yours faithfully, Kingsley Agu on the Tori Show. Thank you, and see you on the next show. All right.
Bye.